So we've gone through week three. We've folded up our trilaminar embryo into a hollow tube. We've now seen that it's all bent and folded up. And by the beginning of week four, this is what our embryo looks like. This is our embryo here. The connecting stalk is this region. It's now not at the end of the plate, it's around ventrally. The heart tube lies in this region here. Instead of being up at the end of the plate, it's been folded around ventrally. And this is a dorsolateral view of the embryo. That is, you're looking at it about 45 degrees from the back. In order to see the embryo, we've had to cut the amniotic sac away. So this cut edge here, all the way around, represents the amniotic sac that's been cut away in order for us to see the embryo inside the amniotic space. This feature here on the dorsal side that we can see occurring, this is the neural plate region, which in the fourth week of development has begun to fold up. And for those of you who have trouble visualizing it, imagine that this is a valley between two parallel mountain ranges here, and our two mountain ranges are being pushed together slowly, or two waves coming together, whichever helps you visualize it. What's occurring is that it's transforming that flat neural plate into a groove structure, this groove here, the neural groove, and the edges of the plate will fuse together during this time, separating it entirely from the surface of the embryo, forming a neural tube, the final stage in the neurogenesis of the early embryo. So we haven't done that yet. I draw your attention to the fact that at the level of the spinal cord, the plate is narrower, and up here where the brain is, the plate is substantially wider. So in week four, we'll be talking about development of the nervous system, both the central and peripheral. Remember that all of the central nervous system, the brain and spinal cord, comes from that neural tube. All the cells are going to come from that tube. When it fuses together, the cells on the edge of the plate, which don't get incorporated into the tube, are called the neural crest cells. Imagine them on the crest of the waves as they're coming together. And these neural crest cells are going to form our entire peripheral nervous system. And if you're having trouble imagining what that is, it's the sensory dorsal root ganglia around the back of the spinal cord, the sympathetic chains of ganglia around the ventral side of the spinal cord, the enteric nervous system that forms the contractile muscles within the gut, and many other types of cells throughout the entire embryo. But that's the neural contribution. So these will be also occurring in the fourth week. The other features that we can see happening in the fourth week can be best seen at a slightly later stage, this lateral view of the embryo, in the head region. Here's our heart, and the wall of the embryo has been cut away, so you can see the heart tube here. So this is actually the pericardial space surrounding the heart that we're looking into. And these features forming in the cranial end of our embryo around the front of the brain are the pharyngeal arches, which appear in the fourth week of development. The pharyngeal arches are going to make lots of different structures in the head region, including the head and the neck, and structures within those two. So pharyngeal arches are forming. And one other feature we can see is this little hole around the back here. This is also on the surface ectoderm. It's not part of the neural plate. It's outside of that. This is a little patch of ectoderm, only found in the head region. And these patches are called placodes. A placode is a patch. And each sensory system has its own placode associated with it. this one that we're seeing here is the otic placode. Otic means ear or to do with hearing. There's an optic placode, there's a nasal placode, there's a taste placode. These appear in the fourth week of development. Towards the end of the fourth week, we can see the appearance of limb buds. These are the earliest stage in limb development. They begin to form in the fourth week. I won't talk about the limbs in this week. I'll leave it until later in development when there's more to see. It's really identifying that they begin to form in the fourth week as buds covered with ectoderm, mesoderm inside them, somatic mesoderm to form the connective tissues, somitic mesoderm to form the muscles. Then finally, the other major system that's developing is cardiogenesis. Development of that heart tube, it's folding up, forming a complex S shape. Once again, many of the changes that are occurring with cardiac development occur later in the fifth week, so I'll cover it in that stage in today's practical class. So this is the dorsal view. There's the neural groove seen from directly behind. You can see the bulge of the heart. Look how large it is. Directly underneath that will be the developing liver. The amniotic membrane has been cut away so we can see the dorsal side. And a little bit later in development, this tube, when it fuses, leaves an opening at either end of the tube. There's one at the top of the tube. It's opened into the amniotic cavity, so the tube's filled with amniotic fluid. There's one at the bottom of the tube. These are the last regions of the tube to be pinched off and separated from the surface, and they're called the neuropores. The top one up where the brain is called the cranial neuropore, also called the cephalic, rostral, or anterior neuropore, just to confuse you. The one down at the tail end of the embryo, down near the connecting stalk, the one that's shown here. So let's have a look at this one. This is a scale, that's 100 microns. This is the neural plate fusing together in the midline, so this is where it's actually joining together, and this is the opening of the tube at the end. This would be entering into the hollow tube of the nervous system. This is the caudal neuropore, or the posterior neuropore. And like many of the other features we see in embryonic development, the anterior or cranial one closes before the tail one. So there's a rostrocaudal difference in the closing of these pores or openings. And if we look at this closed neural tube in the fourth week, and this is an ILP project from a few years back where a student reconstructed lots of slices through the embryo and we're able to look at the nervous system. You can see the lateral view here. Here's the heart. And this is the neural tube pinched off from the surface following a hollow tube all the way through the embryo. The blue represents the spinal cord. And the brain is divided into three separate regions based upon the expansions we saw in the early neural plate. The simple name for them is forebrain, midbrain, and hindbrain. You'll cover their development in the neural part of your course. But you can see that it's a single tube from one end to the other. And that the so-called head region of our embryo is in fact all brain. There's no head or face on it yet. It's just the neural tube covered in a thin layer of ectoderm. This brings us to the first clinical relevance for you, and that is that if the tube fails to close at either of these pores or anywhere along its length, these are considered neural tube defects. And you'll be covering a lot of that in this current BGD course. And that is, you now know the exact time when this defect commences. It's in week 4 of development when the neural tube fails to close. And you know that the timing is different between the anterior and posterior pore. We have different defects, anencephaly if the top one fails to close so the brain doesn't develop, spina bifida, and other types of abnormalities to do with the spinal cord if the posterior neuropore or caudal neuropore fails to close. In terms of its clinical relevance, research demonstrated that folate in the diet, 4 milligrams per day, is important in allowing the neural tube to close. So if you have a diet, the mother has a diet low in folate or folic acid, vitamin B, then there was an increased incidence of neural tube defects. And so maternal diet can have a role to play on the development of the embryo. Supplementing it with this single vitamin is sufficient to decrease the total number of neural tube defects, and it decreases it in parents who also have had a previous neural tube defect with an infant. So it all started back here in week 4. In terms of the pharyngeal arches and placodes, we need to look at this diagram here. So this is a ventrolateral view of the embryo. It's curved over like this, and we're looking at it from the front. Here's the heart bulge again on the ventral surface. Underneath it is a second bulge, which is formed by the developing liver. And right next to it is the upper limb bud. You can see it just looks like a little paddle off the side of the embryo at this stage. It's about 32 days in development. All of this up here is the hindbrain, midbrain, and forebrain bent over ventrally inside. And on the surface, we can now see special patches. We saw the otic placode earlier on. It's been lost from the surface. And there's a special patch on the ectoderm here, forming a nasal placode, and a special patch which forms the optic placode. Each one of these placodes forms a different sensory structure. The nasal placode will contribute to the nasal epithelium, to do with sense of smell. The optic placode will go on to pinch off from the surface to form the lens of the eye. And the otic placode, which has been lost from the surface altogether, will go on to form all of the inner ear. So these placodes have important sensory roles. The other feature in week 4 that you can see here are these bands of tissue lying underneath the brain fold here. And this is the buccopharyngeal membrane region where the stomedium is shown. So this is the upper end of the gastrointestinal tract. These folds that are appearing here, I'd like to imagine they run as bands around the front of the embryo in an arch like this around the front. And so this is a pharyngeal arch. It's wrapped around the pharynx and it forms an arch. It's a pharyngeal arch. These arches form in sequence, the cranial one first, then the next one underneath it, then the next one underneath it, the next one underneath it. Each one subsequently smaller and forms later. All of these arches contribute components of the head and neck development, a lot of the structures and organs. And within them, we'll notice when we look at cardiovascular development, each one of the arches has its own artery. A temporary artery that we can see during development. So they're the major features I'd like you to be aware of during the 4th week of development, and I've got some animations down here which show you some of the systems that we can identify. I'll stop there and you can ask some questions about the tutors about the events that are occurring in the 4th week.